Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and today we're tackling a huge topic in attachment, deprivation and privation. What happens when a child's bond with their primary caregiver is broken or never even forms? This isn't just theory. It's about real lives and the foundations of who we become. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently distinguish between these two key terms, explain Bowlby's critical research, and evaluate the evidence just like a top band candidate. Let's get those marks! First, let's get the definitions nailed down, as this is a classic source of confusion and lost marks. Deprivation is the loss of an existing attachment. Think of it like a connection that was there but has now been broken. This could be due to a stay in hospital, a parent leaving, or other long-term separation. Privation, on the other hand, is the failure to form any attachment in the first place. There was never a bond to begin with. This is much rarer and more serious. For your exam, remember, deprivation equals loss, privation equals failure. Got it? Good. Now, let's talk about the main man, John Bowlby. His maternal deprivation hypothesis from 1951 is a cornerstone of this topic. He argued that a warm, intimate, and continuous relationship with a mother or mother substitute is essential for healthy psychological development. He proposed a critical period of the first 2.5 years of life. If a child is deprived of their mother's care during this time for an extended period, he believed the psychological damage was inevitable and irreversible. What kind of damage? Bowlby identified two major consequences. Firstly, an inability to form healthy adult relationships, and secondly, a condition he called affectionless psychopathy. This is a key term. It describes individuals who lack empathy, guilt, and feeling for others. They act on impulse and find it hard to form meaningful connections. So, what evidence did Bowlby have? His most famous study is the 44 Thieves study from 1944. He analyzed the case histories of 88 children at his guidance clinic. 44 were thieves, and 44 were a control group of non-thieves with emotional problems. He found that 14 of the thieves were affectionless psychopaths. Here's the killer statistic you need to remember. 12 out of those 14 affectionless psychopaths had experienced prolonged separation from their mothers in the first 2 years of life. In the control group, only 2 had experienced such separation. This seemed to be the smoking gun linking maternal deprivation to later criminality and emotional problems. But science is all about critique. Michael Rutter, another giant in this field, argued in 1981 that Bowlby didn't distinguish properly between deprivation and privation. Rutter believed the severe, long-term damage Bowlby described was more likely the result of privation, not just deprivation. This brings us to the tragic case of Jeannie. Discovered in 1970, she had been locked in a room and isolated from the age of 20 months until she was 13. She was a case of extreme privation. Despite years of therapy and care, she never fully developed language or normal social behaviors. This supports the idea that the effects of true privation are severe and often irreversible, going beyond what Bowlby proposed for deprivation. Okay, exam tips time. This is where you turn knowledge into marks. First, never, ever confuse deprivation and privation. That's an instant red flag for the examiner. Second, when discussing Bowlby's 44 Thieves study, you must use the term affectionless psychopathy and quote the key statistic. 12 of the 14 affectionless psychopaths had experienced separation. That's a top band AO1 point right there. Third, for evaluation, that's your AO3 marks, always bring in Rutter's critique. Argue that Bowlby may have been studying privation without realizing it. Also, critique the 44 Thieves study itself. It was retrospective, meaning Bowlby relied on parents' memories, which can be inaccurate, and Bowlby conducted the interviews himself, which could lead to researcher bias. These are fantastic evaluation points. Now, for a quick-fire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for the loss of an existing attachment? Pause. Deprivation. Question 2. In which study did Bowlby identify affectionless psychopathy? Pause. The 44 Thieves study. Question 3. Who argued that the effects of privation could be reversed with high-quality care? Pause. Michael Rutter. How did you do? If you got all three, you're in a great position. So, to summarize, deprivation is the loss of a bond, while privation is the failure to form one. Bowlby's maternal deprivation hypothesis, supported by his 44 Thieves study, claimed that breaking the maternal bond in the critical period has severe, irreversible consequences, like affectionless psychopathy. However, Rutter and the case of Jeannie suggest that the most severe effects are due to privation and that high-quality care can reverse some of the damage. For the exam, know the difference, know the key study, and know the evaluation points. You've got this. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.